This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You're listening to the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo. Is it true? Is it bull? You decide. And that's right.
Woo! Woo! I've decided that it's bull.
Yeah. Episode 207 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo, brought to you by J&T Mechanical, House of Hughes.
Craig, you sound a little over the weather.
Wow, I am underdone, I'm overcooked, and I'm a little bit, you know...
Overrated.
I'm definitely overrated. But we're also recorded live from the Tactical Finish Nemosa Studios in downtown Ranch Water, Maine. It's the studio moves every now and then. You never know. You never know where you might hear us from. You know, we do our things. But
most of the time,
we want to welcome everybody to episode 207. Oh goodness, yeah. Like I said, feeling a little under the weather, but I'm going to survive.
Well, you did sing. Let's see, 197 songs this weekend.
That's true, and none of that had anything to do with it, other than the fact that after we finished singing, I went and sat outside on the porch for about an hour and a half. Soaking wet in 40-degree weather.
All right.
But, you know, never been one of the sharpest tools in the shed.
I don't know why you would do that in the first place.
Very shitty thing to do. Well,
And as an influencer, I'm going to start by saying...
I have influenza.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm very influential. I've got influenza in several places.
Looks like it.
I've got polyps in the colon. You know, the same thing. It's all good. I'm going to survive, though. I'm going to survive. I'm going to make it.
Yeah, and as another influencer...
Wow.
I decided to, at 10:02 in the morning, it's February 16th, I'd like to influence everyone to go on Facebook to Julian Menchaca Sr. and welcome and wish him a happy birthday.
Wow.
How old is he? He was like 99?
He's a happy 80th birthday.
Woogie!
Yep. The reason for all of this, Julian Menchaca, our dad, is the guy. He's the one. He's the reason why we are here doing what we do. Always supported him and
I thought you were about to say, he's the reason why we're sub-moronic.
Well, like I said, he is the reason for all of it.
Okay.
You're going to have to take the good with the bad, Dad.
Yep, reason for our treason.
So go ahead and give him some well wishes. If you know his number, call him and hang up on him. I've done it 3 or 4 times, woke him up.
He loves that. He loves that.
He loves it so much that he's already blocked me.
Yes.
Unblock me, baby.
Blocked his own sons.
Hey, it's all right. It's all right. I've been blocked by worse.
Talk about blocking. We'll be practicing tonight with Virtual Country, the full band, and working on Medina.
Yes.
Because that one's going to be played in Wimberley, Texas. What date?
Wimberley, Texas on March the 6th, over easy with the coach. I believe it's 8 to 9 or 9 to 10. I can't remember the hours on it.
All right.
But we will be there. Playing also on the 3rd will be KHLB in Mason, Texas. We will be playing some songs for them as well.
Silly Masonites.
Yeah, taking it back to the old school where we all started, where it all began, Mason, Texas.
That's yes, right. I still got red dirt under my toenails.
That's not red dirt.
Oh, okay.
It's bull feces.
All right.
Anyway, I was thinking about my voice and how it's kind of a little bit rough right now, but got a couple of days to get it back in shape because this coming Sunday, February the 19th, football is back, baby. Everybody said, you know, there's no more football till July. That is not correct, my friend. We have the XFL getting started this week. And then in April, we have the USFL. So there's going to be a lot of football. So, football is just going.
I like a football.
The San Antonio Brahmas will be kicking off their season against the, it's the Kakaw people.
The Hawks.
The Battle Hawks.
The Battle Hawks, yeah.
Yeah, because somebody was posting on our page, Kakaw is law. I was like, okay, great. Yeah, congratulations. Yeah, you came up with something cool. Yeah, just wait till the Brahma Bull stomp you to oblivion. Anyway, that being said, we will be jamming out with the, I believe it's going to be Lot B. It's
yeah, with the firefighters, with Local 624 tent.
Local 624 tent. Look for the red tent. With the fire trailer, we will be having some Alamo beer and some barbecue, and we'll be jamming for a little bit. The three Menchaca brothers having a good time. I think it'll be the three of us if we all make it there in time. I'll be there early, probably,
and hopefully the new monster bike that I have created. The Brahma Bullsicle. The Brahma Bullsicle.
Wow.
Brahma Bullcycle.
Bullcycle.
That's the one. The Brahma Bullcycle.
How long have you been working on that?
All I know is it's black and yellow.
Yes, I remember.
And it's got horns and it's got all sorts of stuff on it.
Wow, Blister?
All right.
Is working on that with you.
Yeah.
So come on out this Sunday, the 19th. So
what time?
The game starts at 2, I believe, so we'll probably be jamming maybe noon to 2, and then intermittent in between then, having some beers and watching the game, and just jamming a little bit here and there.
Mr. John Fish, we hope you make an appearance.
He better make it. He's a sponsor.
Tracy and John Jones?
Yep.
JT hope they make it out
talking
there.
To you.
We'd like to have our sponsors come out.
Dallas and, Menchaca.
Support us.
Nemosa Studios, Tactical Finish. We're talking to you. You better be there.
And anybody who's not working at Fire Station 24, let's see.
Four.
Fire Station Four. 25.
31.
Yeah.
31.
What's next? Which is
31.
Fire Station 26.
Seven.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
12.
Let's get those guys out there. Come on.
Anybody who's not working
do your
on
part.
Sunday, come on out, support our new team, have a beer, support our band, and we're going to jam for a little bit and hopefully have a good time.
Get your leather head out.
Exactly.
And party.
And pull it out.
Right on.
So this coming Sunday will be our last show for February. March is looking, freaking packed to the gills. We've got the 3rd in Mason. The 4th will be up in Pipe Creek again.
Goonie, I got to talk to you about Pipe Creek.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Tape recorder.
Yep.
Listen to this.
I won't.
We got a call from Pipe Creek Backyard Roadhouse and Bar 2 days before this performance. Kimberly Gardner, the owner-operator over there at the Roadhouse, called and said, "Hey, guys, I know it's short notice, but y'all think y'all can put something together and come and play?" Like, yep, we can do it. We just happened to be off that night. So we get over there, and we really weren't prepared because when we go to a certain bar, pub, tavern, we get a set list, song list, so we can kind of like feel out the crowd from the before we even get there. So we weren't expecting much. It's like, well, it is what it is. It's some other band that's on the marquee, but we're going to go in there and do what we can. And if not, well, our new name is whoever was on that marquee.
Yeah, we'll be them.
So we get over there, and we killed. By the time I had the stuff set up, Goonie, my dad, and my mom were already making friends and turning those friends into family. It was amazing. This place is in Pipe Creek on Highway 16 between San Antonio and Bandera.
About nine miles before you get to it.
Was just unbelievable. They loved us from beginning to end. I'm not tooting my own horn.
Right.
But we have gotten booked there for the entire year.
And through the end of the year. And actually very talked cool. to fine folks, Kim Gardner, owner-operator with her husband. She, like Tim said, was just...
Nemo.
Oh, yeah, right. Like Nemo said.
Nemo, thank you.
Friends, family, already. want to book us, you know, and they already have us booked for once a month. And they said, well, maybe we can just book you twice a month, you know, and just have you there. And I was like, well, we could do that. So we're going to be looking at other open dates. We enjoyed it. Like I said, it's 9 miles before you get to Bandera on Highway 16. So it's not really that much of a road trip at all. I thought it was going to take longer, and it didn't.
But wait, there's more.
There is more.
Cinco
de Mayo.
What?
So they booked us for Cinco de Mayo. It's a Friday event. And it is a BYOB place. They have beer. They have
wine. They got wine,
too. They got wine. They don't have liquor. We're going to have a Cinco de Mayo tacos and tequila festival. We'll be playing out on the big stage in the backyard. It is the Pipe Creek Roadhouse and Backyard. We will be on the backyard stage. Hopefully, we will have Johnny Gross, our steel guitar player, will be there with us. And we'll be having a great, great, great time with him, with our full band once again. It's basically BYOB, so bring your own tequila, and we'll give you the tacos. And it's going to be a Cinco de Mayo to remember. We're going to blow it out.
If you're not a tequila drinker, just bring anything, because they do have setups for sale over there.
Yeah, we brought several setups.
The backyard is unbelievable. There is some play sets back there, and I'm going to say about 30 handmade benches and picnic tables that they made themselves. Backyard stage. Inside stage,
yep.
And it's definitely family friendly. These family people friendly. Are great.
Yep,
I suggest it and recommend it highly that you spend some time out there.
I left a CD for Kim. Told her, you know, wanted to give that to her and everything. So a couple of days ago, she gave me a call and said, "Hey, got a friend of mine who has works for several radio stations and a promoter. They're trying to work with us, and we'd like to." Send him the CD. He's like, but I don't want to give him my CD because I like it too much. She said she'd listened to it about 5 or 6 times. I sent her some of the MP3s, and she was going to forward them over to that promoter. So hopefully good things coming, and you'll be hearing us in and around that area for some festivals, bigger stuff to come. It's just part of one of those things, that momentum that's been building, and you and I have talked about this for the past couple of months.
Yeah, well, that's because I have gas.
We've had some awesome folks put in our path who are helping us along with our vision, not only with the music, but with the streaming, with the podcast, with everything.
And our friends all over the world, not just Belgium.
Exactly.
We got another friend from Syria.
Yeah, exactly. Are you Syrios?
Uh-huh. And I'm just in awe of the windfall of people, supporters, and followers that are... I'm at a loss. I'm speechless. I'm going to go speechless right now.
And there you go. Are you? Oh, he's going speechless. Okay, thank you. Now I can finally talk. You know, I never get a chance to talk on this show.
Oops.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, I'm back.
It's not the big miners.
I'm gone.
It's always the miners, isn't there?
So we're going to get busier and busier and busier.
Until we explode.
So, Jasmani, I know I owe you 48 hours at the fire station, so you better call now and book them, because I am going to be hecka busy.
I think I owe her 36 hours, too, so what? I don't know what how the hell that happens. I don't even work at the station.
Exactly. Oh, yes. So, everybody get down there at least this Sunday and support this XFL team. I mean, I know they've talked about the Toros, the Gunslingers, the San Antonio Wings.
Wow.
And come on, guys.
The Force.
The Commanders. I know it was a fluke, but this one has got to be legit,
y'all.
This
is the one. I mean, because it's got the Rock. It's got the Rock behind it.
I want to rock.
Wow. And rumors are he's going to be there at the game on Sunday in the Alamo Dome. Also, ESPN is on board, ABC, they're going to be showing all of the games. So no matter who you're a fan of, you'll be able to watch all of them. They'll be on. So they got national TV. It's not going to be on a fringe TV site or streaming somewhere where you can't see it. You're going to actually be able to watch it on ESPN or ABC and enjoy the XFL and then the USFL as well. We don't have a team in that yet, but you never know. It could be one of those things where they merge and make like a second league,
exactly,
a fringe league.
And then where we have more games and more games. Just be a supporter. Go onto Facebook like one of the pages for the Brahmas.
Yeah.
And just like Alamo Beer. I mean, they so much, gosh. Alamo Brewing Company.
Yeah. They created the they became the official sponsor of the XFL San Antonio franchise. They already created a beer for them. We're going to go try it out this afternoon, about 3 p.m., Felicia, talking to you.
Yep.
We'll be out there trying out that new beer, and then we're going to probably pick up some beers to, you know, so for the tailgate for Sunday. But there'll be plenty of Alamo beer to be had at
and
the
Hangibers. And I can't wait for the Hangibers.
The Hangibers.
Yes.
Jeez.
With cheese.
Yeah, she's, I guess so. Anyway.
That's all we got.
No, we got more. We got more. I was thinking of on the way in, I was stuck trying to come up with something
funny.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Which, you know, very rarely happens because I'm always just the funniest person in the room.
Lies, all lies.
Especially now. But it got me thinking. It's like, you know, you got your gears grinding. You know, that means you're thinking. But sometimes grinding your gears makes you mad.
It also makes you want to get another car.
So it made me think about, you know, Tactical Finish, how they do the tile. You know, they cut the tile. And you have a wet saw, and then you have a grinder that evens out the edges. You know, so what's grinding your gears? So Nemo, what's grinding your gears? What's pissing you off?
Is this a new?
It's a new segment.
All right,
it's called "What's Grinding Your Gears," sponsored by Tactical Finish.
Fantastic.
Choo, 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 tactical Finish. Tactical Finish.
Okay. All right.
Tactical Finish.
I'm sure everybody knows it. I'm pretty sure it grinds their gears too. Wally World.
Walter Martinez?
Yeah. There's somebody standing 2 feet behind me, breathing over my shoulder.
Oh, God.
While I check out. Why can't this person check me out in the first place?
Wow.
I don't get it. And then I have trouble, and it seems like I'm putting them out for them coming to the scanner and saying, okay, what's your age, sir? Oh, this is produce. You have to do it like this. And I was like, but why don't you do it like this? I don't know. She's just felt,
I think it was they.
This person felt, you know, looked so frustrated that they had to be there and help me. Didn't say much more. As soon as they fixed the scanner thing or whatever, took off, and I said thank you, but I think maybe a scoff or a huff or something from this person.
Probably what it was, yeah.
So I get my stuff, get my receipt, and I ask myself, will there be anything else? Do you want some ice, sir? So I tell myself, no, I don't need any ice. I'm good. So I walked past this person, and I said, have a good day. And this person said, I will.
Wow. And the funny part about it is, as you look at their name, and it's usually something like,
Stacy or like Stacy or something.
No, it's usually like a stage name. It's
Stacy?
Shamar or Shanane.
Okay.
Shaniqua. Fredo. Fredo was one of them.
Good chance
and
it
right
was
underneath
Stacy.
It, right underneath it, it says customer service champion.
Oh,
it's like,
yes.
Wow, you spelled idiot wrong.
With the little bits of flair, and I've been working here for 2 months. And
I've got to be dazzled. I've got 7 rhinestones. I'm a rhinestone a-hole.
Well, congratulations if your name is Stacy.
Yeah, your mom's got it on. Speaking of getting it on with Stacy's mom, know what grinds my gears? Thanks for asking.
I don't.
This controversy that came up last weekend at the Super Bowl. Were you watching the Super Bowl?
I tried to. We were actually on shift, and it was back and forth. I still haven't seen Rihanna, but
grinding
I do.
My gears.
So what is this grinding thing that I hear?
Thanks for asking again. So anyway, first off, Chris Stapleton knocked the national anthem out of the park.
If that wasn't the best.
It was top 1.5.
Then it was the second best.
Yeah, between him and Whitney.
Yeah.
They went out and did it the way it's supposed to be. They didn't try to overdo it. It was, you know, Whitney's was produced and, you know, wasn't overproduced, but it was produced. It came out perfect. Mm-hmm. Chris Stapleton came out with his guitar. He sang it and gave it his proper respect and didn't overdo it. He wasn't trying to try out for American Idol.
Right. And all this came out of a little Fender Champion amp.
The dude.
Thank you, Fender.
The dude killed it. I mean, it was freaking amazing. They showed coaches on the sidelines crying, listening to him play this thing. It was amazing. Because
it had the soul that Ray Charles would sing it.
Exactly.
It was amazing.
It was one of those iconic moments where you're like, dude, I was there watching when this happened, you know. But what grinds my gears is before even the kickoff, Damar Hamlin, you remember him. He's the safety from Buffalo that had cardiac arrest and spent a week in the hospital. Right. And they weren't sure if he was going to live or not. He came out and they brought out all the first responders from Cincinnati had them all in the end zone and made sure they showed each one of their faces and showed the real heroes who saved his life that day. Yeah. And then right after that, he comes out behind them and he's got a jacket on. And on the jacket, on the back, it says Eternal. And it's got a cross with Jesus on there, but it's the way it's interpreted, people were offended because they thought, well, he's making fun of Jesus. He's got this like caricature on this cross. And, you know, Damar was like, he made a tweet the next day. He's like, look, I wasn't trying to, you know, insult anybody. Certainly wasn't trying to do that. I know I'm just trying to, you know, my Savior is my Savior, and he saved my life, and these people saved my life, and it was just my way of interpreting it. And so my thing was, these folks are just trying to be insulted by something. They're trying to be offended by something. The guy's raised $9 million in the 2 months since this happened for children, and it's like, what more can you do? He's a faith-based kid. He's doing it the right way, and he just had one of the most, you know, could have been most catastrophic events happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the only thing people can say is, well, I'm offended. And I'm offended by your stupidity.
Stop. They're going to continue to do that, and they're going to continue to look for the attention, look to be, in the spotlight, and always have the answers, thinking their opinions are the right answer.
Well, it's they're just, how do they put it?
Stupid. You know,
some people have a problem for every solution, and these are the guys. They're the guys who try their best to be offended by everything. Wake up in the morning, what am I offended by today?
Exactly.
It's
there,
like, dude.
That is it, right there.
They're the folks who, when you try to have a conversation with them, they don't listen to understand what you're saying. They listen so they can respond with their little talking points, those bullet points that they memorized.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it.
It's just like, wait till you walk downtown and you see some of the statues that are gone, and somebody's kid is going to ask, Father, what about this, Father? Tell me about this. Well, once upon a time, there was a statue. Here, read it for yourself. It's in a book, but since you had it torn down, don't nobody know what they're talking about anymore.
And the book's been banned, so.
Yeah, and how did I get this drawl?
Exactly. So anyway, that's grinding my gears. Don't be offended by stuff. If you allow somebody to offend you, you know what you're doing? You're giving them power. So take control of your life. Take control of what you're doing. Don't be an idiot. Don't be an a-hole. Be nice to people.
Exactly.
You know, just
don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
Be part of the movement. Wait, I'll be right back. I got to go make a movement.
He's
but
gonna
I'll be
part of his own movement.
I'll be right back. Let's listen to some music and go to a quick commercial.
A QC.
We'll be right back. So if you didn't hear that commercial,
wow.
This restroom break was brought to you by John Fest's Chalupas.
Yep. Morning chalupas.
I thank you, John, for those chalupas yesterday. But, you know, I'm not going to apologize for telling everybody around the world that I had a movement. But, you know, if it's 23 minutes into the show, and if you're listening to it still, not too much offends you guys, and I applaud you.
Exactly.
So I gotta tell you, Hito.
No.
The other day I was in Serio and I ate at the John Fest. I had his taquitos as well. And you know they run through me like the coffee. And no, it was not right. Hito, it was not right. I was just sitting there. And then the next thing you know, in Serio, no. I was all over the place. And then I didn't know. And then I had to make a poo-poo just like you. Was it a pretty one?
Okay, now I'm offended, Super Granny.
Oh, yes. I want to tell you another thing, because all of the things I say, they always disappear and I don't remember. And then, you know, yes, tú sabes. Pero there I was.
When are you going to have another episode coming up? I know there's a couple of people in the Sri Lanka area who are asking, when's the next Super Granny episode?
Now I know what Gregory means when you're talking. You never let me answer.
I'm waiting on you, Grandma.
Okay, well, let me tell you. I don't know what you were talking about. I didn't hear your question. But hopefully soon we'll have some Super Granny episodes. We're looking at some new things to do, and all the Inserios and Blister wants to come out and sponsor it himself.
That's Blister.
I totally told him he changed his name. He's a pinche momon, mamojon, pintejo. Anyway, we're going to come out with some new Super Granny episodes. We're going to talk about all the good things and the bad times and all of the times. It's just about time.
Thank you.
No. Anyway, so back to me. Super Granny, we're going to do some new music. La canción de Nuevo León.
Okay, thank you so very much,
no,
Super Granny.
No. Anyway, so March 11th, we're going to be over at the Alamo Beers Company. We're going to do this haircut, and I'm going to shave my...
Grandma, let's do one campaign at a time. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tape recorder, that's going to be our time. We hope to think that everybody out there who's listening will make their way to the Alamo Dome this Sunday.
Parking lot B? I believe it's lot B.
For the Brahmas game.
Right on Cherry Street. They usually try to find a spot right off of Cherry Street, so you have the grass area.
Yeah.
You'll see the red tent, Local 624 on it, and probably the trailer. We'll be the ones with the Alamo beer in our hand, and a hamburguesa in the other mono. Right.
And a song in our thoughts.
A song in our heart. So we're going to play, and we're going to do that. So come on out, February 19th, Sunday. Afternoon, early afternoon, probably noonish to two-ish. We'll be out there having a good time. Come on by and show us your XFL tailgate spirit, and we'll give you a beer.
It'll be great.
We're going to have a good time.
Fantastic.
Till next time, you have been listening to episode 207 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo, brought to you by House of Hughes, J&T Mechanical, recorded at the Tactical Finish Nemosa Studios, and we will see you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's right.